Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders for Thursday, February 24th. I'm Sweeney Murdy and joined by, I don't even know what your title is. Is it Vice President in Charge of Awesomeness, Nick Swisher? Is
that what your title is? Just the fact that I'm still part of the New York Yankee organization, brother, is plenty fine for me. So any job you need me to do, brother, I mean, you need me to pick up some trash. You need me to drag the infield, brother. Maybe coach some players from time to time. Maybe hit you with a little bit of culture stuff. I can do it all, bro. So I'm so blessed to be able to be here and just enjoy and soak up every second I got out here.
That's it. You know his voice. That's Nick Swisher, played for the Yankees, 09 World Series champion, and back as a member of the organization, working with a lot of the minor league kids. And a lot of those guys are in focus right now because the big league game isn't on right now. So let's talk about some of these guys that you've had a chance to work with up close, not just this week, but you know, over the last couple of years. Everyone's talking about Anthony Volpe. He's the Yankees' top prospect. He's one of the top prospects in all of baseball. We've heard about his swing changes and how crisp a swing he has, the throwing program he had this winter to increase his arm strength to play shortstop, the maturity he shows for a 20-year-old kid. What do you like about that package that you're seeing right now?
Bro, all of it. I love all of it, right? I mean, everything that kid has, I'm in love with, right? The way he approaches the game, the way he's just a little kid, and the way that he wants to get better each and every day. Listen, all those things you're talking about are absolutely great. One of the things that really, really caught my eye was his size difference from last year to this year. Listen, I mean, we're talking about a 20-year-old kid. He's still a baby, right? I mean, him and Dominguez, these guys are like just young puppies, right? They're just getting going. But to see the work that goes into their programs each and every day, and to not only see that, but to notice the size and the strength that he came back with after his first year, which, listen, really put himself on the map in the Yankee organization. Obviously, first round draft pick, but after the season he had last year, oh my goodness, boy, did he put himself in the top of a lot of people's lists. So I think for him, I think he understands what the pressures are of being a New York Yankee. And if there is somebody that would love to be a New York Yankee, this kid is one of those guys. He works his butt off each and every day. He's a great teammate. He's a great human being. And listen, I got two daughters. At the end of the day, they're really young. But if I had some older daughters, this is the type of kid that I would want my daughter to bring home, you know?
That's awesome. Listen, a lot of the things that we say about Anthony Volpe and other people say about Anthony Volpe at 20 years of age, they're similar to what people are saying about Derek Jeter at 20 years of age. And that's a lot of weight to put on a kid because, you know, I make this distinction, Swish. I say, nobody's saying he's going to be Derek Jeter. People are saying, what we're saying is that when Derek Jeter was 20 years old, he looked a lot like what Anthony Volpe looks like right now. You saw the late 30s version of Derek Jeter when you played. So it's not fair to put that weight on him. But are there fair comparisons to make in terms of game and demeanor and makeup and things like that?
Sure. I mean, you know, I don't want to compare a lot. I never knew G in his early 20s, but I definitely knew that he was a polished leader at an early age. What I can tell you about Anthony Volpe is at 20 years old, he is a polished leader, right? He is somebody that guys look up to even at a young age. And that's not because he's a first round draft pick, but that's because he comes out here and gives it his all each and every day. Every day he comes out here, he leaves, his shirt is drenched. He's upbeat, he's excited to be here each and every day. And the one thing that really kind of pops out to me as well is his overall ability and his want to learn and to get better. And we all know that if you want to get better, you have to learn from people that are better than you. And this guy and this kid is so open to changes and to adjustments and to things to make him the best ball player that he can be. Because, I mean, listen, the kid's doing it right. He's doing everything on the field right. He's doing everything off the field right. If you're not cheering for Anthony Volpe, brother, something's wrong with you, man. No doubt about it.
Has he been staring at your World Series ring?
Yeah, you know what? I break it out every now and then just to give him a little something to look up to. And you know me, man. I'm so blessed to be able to have this job and especially to be able to hear and to work with the player development as much as I have over the last couple of years. It's been so much fun to be able to be with, you know, Eric Schmidt and, you know, and Kevin Reese, you know, these guys, as well as the new regime of coaches that we have here. I mean, listen, brother, we've got some good stuff cooking over here on the player development side, and I can't wait for our fans here in the next couple seasons to see the products that we're producing down here, because it's been a whole heck of a lot of fun to be here.
All right, so you've gotten an up-close look at Jason Dominguez, and as a switch hitter, I'm sure you have some thoughts on what you're seeing from him. Also young, just 19 years of age. We've seen the videos of BP and his Instagram, things like that, but what's he look like as he's working out? What does his routine look like? What does his bat look like in a full-on workout that you get to see?
Impressive, brother. Like, all of it, brother. The speed, the size, the skills. I mean, it's all about putting it all together with him. And something happened yesterday. We had a lot of beat writers here yesterday. And the one thing that made me so proud of him for was that, as even though his English is not 100%, he had the confidence to do some of his interviews in English. And I could not have been more proud of him for doing that. Listen, you know, it's hard being, you know, an international player coming over, the language barrier, the whole nine, the way we live here in America compared to other places. And this kid is taking it in stride, man. Listen, he's 19 years old. 19 years old. I was a freshman in college trying to figure life out, trying to figure out what I was supposed to do with my life. But this kid has been put, you know, listen, how hard of it has been for him. He's been put up next to names like Mickey Mantle, things like that. I mean, like, talk about pressure. But this kid comes to the ballpark every day with a smile on his face and a joyous energy about him. And you know me, bro. I appreciate that love for this game. I appreciate the passion for this game. I think that that energy and passion is something that we could use a lot. And I'm telling you, this kid comes with it each and every day. His skills are flat off the chart. It's all about just piecing it all together, getting him a little more reps, because you got to remember, people forget about that COVID lost season that these minor leaguers had. And that was right at Jason's beginning of his journey. So you can imagine, right, for someone like that, that has the weight of the world all over his shoulders and he doesn't even get to play any games. Last year was the first time we got to see him in action. So to be able to get some of those reps under his belt, I think is only going to help him. And it's only going to be a matter of time until we see him up in the Bronx, because his skill set is so tremendous. I can't wait for fans to really, really get a good glimpse of him up close and personal, because it's hard to fathom how much strength and size someone could have at 19 years old. But I'm telling you, man, our boy JD, the Martian, right? I mean, you know, whatever you want to call him, little Aaron Donald, whatever you want to call him, you know, we love him to death and we're so proud that he's one of ours and we can't wait to see him at the next level.
Besides the hitting, Swish, what's he look like? How does he move on the bases? How does he move in the outfield? What's he look like out there?
Amazing, right? It's rare that you see someone with that sort of strength and that sort of size able to move at that sort of speed. I'm telling you, he's a center fielder for a reason, right? I mean, switch hitting powerful center fielder. It's like, bro, do we have those, right? Like, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And I think now with how everything is so customized for all of our young guys and the metrics we have on guys, we can tweak and we can tighten up anything that we need to fix. But for someone like him, it's just the skills and the reps. Just need to get a couple more reps under his belt so he feels a little more confidence, because the skills are there, hands down. When you see him take off for a ball in the outfield, it's pretty impressive. His quads are the size of like my waist, I think. You know what I mean? It's like he just runs around with just, he's just a big kid out here. He really is. And for someone like me who appreciates the love that goes into this game, you brought up two of my favorite guys, Volpe and JD. I mean, these guys love the game and they love being New York Yankees. And you know me, brother, that means the world to hear that, someone like me.
What are some of the things that you try to talk to them about beyond X's and O's and batting tips and things like that when you're talking about dealing with expectations? Because these guys have had their names out there for a very long time. Listen, to a lesser degree, you were a first round pick. You had your name up in the system as a guy, you know, as a son of a former major leaguer. People knew who you were. So what are the kinds of things that you're trying to get them prepared for about dealing with these expectations?
Listen, we've got so many amazing men and women that work for this organization. We've got so many people that can break down the metrics. I guess I give them a little more life skills, right? I want them to know that there's a lot more important things in life than just baseball, right? It's an amazing journey, and this game can give you everything in the world. It gave me everything. It gave me my the home that I live in. It introduced me to my wife, my children, like everything. But I guess for me, man, it's like I try to be a big brother in a sense for these guys and try to give them a little bit of understanding of what's to be expected. For myself, it's so great to be able to work with these young kids because I can give them a glimpse of what their future holds, the things that they're going to run into, the things that they need to get better at. You know, right now we're trying to maximize every single thing that we can down here with these individual players and to be able to have the chance to, you know, maybe put something in their ear or to give them some bright lights. You know, that's exactly what I want to do. Listen, you know, if you want me to break down the X's and O's for you in every aspect of the game, I can, but that's not my style. That's not what I'm best at. I'm best at being a leader. I'm best at being a mentor. And I'm best at hopefully teaching these guys what's about to happen to them, because being a New York Yankee is unlike any other team. And there's a lot more expectations on us than there are anywhere else. It's been a minute since we've won, and these kids are hungry to do that. You know, you don't just start winning. These kids had a tremendous year last year for the minor leagues. And, you know, our player development side could not be more blessed and more happy of what we were able to accomplish last year, all the way from rookie ball, all the way up to AAA, even with the taxi squad guys. So to be able to do what we've done, man, it's been an absolute blessing for myself. I just want to be an addition, right? I want to add to these guys. I want to help them from any sort of, you know, part of my career that I can help them with. But nowadays, man, with as many metrics and numbers that we have, we can fix things. We can make these guys the best players they can be, because nowadays with Hawkeye and Flight Scope and TrackMan, you can't hide. You can't hide any weaknesses. And so I guess another thing that I've really been harking on these guys about is, let's practice the things that we're bad at. It's easy to practice the things that we're good at. Let's well-round ourselves. Let's make ourselves the best players we can be in all facets of the game, offensively, defensively, on the base paths, in the dugout, off the field giving interviews. Let's be the best version of ourselves to rep the New York Yankees that we can be. Because at the end of the day, these dudes know how fortunate they are to be here. And I try to let them know how fortunate they are to be here, because it's a lot different in a lot of other places. And to be a New York Yankee is such a blessing for these young kids.
I know one of the guys that you had a chance to work with a little bit these last couple of years, and now he's big league hitting coach, is Dylan Lawson. He's been in the organization. You know, he grabbed the headlines, I guess, with his philosophy, which is throughout the organization, hit strikes hard. And there are some people outside the organization who kind of look at that and say, you know, what's this about? But, you know, really, as you break it down, Swish, is it really that much different than what Kevin Long, say, tried to teach you when you were hitting?
Yeah, no, listen, man. I mean, Dylan Lawson, I'm one of his biggest fans. I mean, he has won me over, right? I mean, when I first kind of got here and was, you know, really jumped back in over the last couple of years, you know, that's all I'm hearing is exit velocities and launch angles and this and that. But what I really came to understand was that's not everything that we're doing. It's not all about hitting home runs. It's about dominating the strike zone, getting pitches to hit, and making solid, hard contact. Because the harder you hit the ball, the more chances it's going to be for a base hit. And so I understand exactly what Dylan is going, you know, is doing. Listen, I was rattling the cage when I first came over here. I'm like, man, we're even in the minor league, we're striking out a lot and this and that. But what I've noticed over the last couple of years is such an amazing growth. And the coolest part about everything that I've been able to see down here on the farm is the overall way that our young kids work. Listen, it's not 2009 anymore. The good old days of just nice and easy batting practice are long gone. We've got high velocity machines throwing 95 to 100 mile an hour fastballs at these kids to get them ready. Now we're throwing, you know, we've got all sorts of cool new training regimens and things that we're doing. And on the hitting side, man, we have elevated ourselves big time. I cannot wait for Dylan, as well as his assistant, Casey Dykes, to come up there and do such a tremendous job. Listen, I'm one of their biggest fans. I'm so excited to see what they're able to do at the big league level. And the one thing that I wish we would have had the opportunity to do a little better is to build those relationships with our players. But obviously, because of the lockout, we haven't had the ability to contact them. So that's made it a little difficult. But I think the one thing that we're really understanding is relationships are key. And especially when you're bringing a brand new, you know, regime of coaches in. Listen, we got Luis Rojas coming. We got Chapman coming. We got Dylan. We got Casey Dykes coming, right? Along with guys like, you know, Booney, who's been there forever, right? Mindy, who's amazing. Harkey, right? Like all those guys. That's what we want, right? We want an unbelievably cohesive coaching staff. And I think, and I don't think, I know, I feel it in my heart. These new coaches are going to come up there, brother, and they are going to make a huge splash. the energy that these guys are going to bring to the ballpark with them each and every day, the hard work ethic, the time that they've spent, you know, perfecting their craft as coaches. I can't wait for them to get their hands on the big league guys, man, because I can promise you, man, it's going to be awesome.
Anybody listening to this right now can hear the energy you bring on a daily. And I think we all know, anybody who's known you since you played, know that this is you. This is not an act. This is what you do every day. One of the things that I've heard from inside the organization the last couple of years, Swish, is that how much people like having that element in the organization and what you bring to these kids. And then I'll go back to the year that you spent at AAA. I think that was 2017. You know, you're a big league veteran at AAA who, and let's face it, most people in that situation would be miserable, don't want to be there. You brought an attitude that is probably the reason you're in the organization right now. And beyond all the baseball smarts, you bring this energy to this group of players every day, and people in the organization have noticed and brought that to my attention. Why is it important for you that these kids see that every day?
Oh, man. I mean, brother, listen, this place changed my life, right? This place turned me, you know, they just gave me everything that I have. Like, why would I not want to give the world back to this organization? When I was at my lowest, when I retired in the middle of that 2016 season, right? And when I went home, it was 2 weeks later, Brian Cashman called me and said, I need you back. I need you part of this organization. And when someone of that stature calls you and says, I need you, and he filled that hole back up in my heart, man, of not being able to have a team aspect. I mean, bro, I would do anything for this organization. And the fact that I've been so fortunate enough to have almost a carte blanche sort of perspective and to be able to kind of tap in wherever I feel that I'm needed, it's been amazing, man. I've dove in. Now I'm part of like all these leadership groups and just these amazing things that we're doing it as an organization, because we're not just trying to make the greatest players in the world. We're trying to make some of the greatest people in the world as well, man. It's not just about wins and losses. It's a lot more than that, you know? So I think for myself, man, I've been so blessed to be able to do this. I've really kind of tapped in with the big league guys this offseason. It's been great. You know, Booney and I have had some unbelievable conversations. Man, I've learned so much from him, and I hope to continue to learn from him. Listen, to get better, you learn from people that are better than you, and these guys are better than me at this stuff. I just hope that I can bring whatever I can to the ballpark each and every day with me, whether it's, you know, here in Tampa, or I roll up to Somerset, or I go to Scranton, or it could be in the Bronx. You never know, right? I mean, for myself, I want to bring this sort of attitude everywhere I go, because it's infectious. You know, it's just like, it's hard for you not to pick up on my vibe and to pick up on the energy and the excitement that I have for these guys. Listen, baseball's kind of in a tough spot right now, but that's okay. We're going to get it back. We're going to get it back, and we're going to get back on the field, and we're going to do what we know we can. And for myself, listen, brother, you know me, all I care about is winning, baby. I just want another ring. I want a ring just like everybody else does. And if I have to do this as my part here to help maybe, you know, 10 or 15 guys that come through our player development side and help in the Bronx this year, then that's exactly what we're going to do, man. Like, I've been so blessed by, you know, Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman, and well, as well as Jenny and you name it, the whole Steinbrenner family, the fact that they trust me enough to be in this position, that they know that I'm going to do what's best for the organization and what's best for our guys, means the world to me, man. I would do anything for this organization. So for me, brother, at the end of the day, man, I'm grateful. I'm blessed.
Don't leave out Hudson Valley. That's in my backyard.
Yeah, Hudson Valley. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, that too. Yeah. That too. You know, we did some interviews for them, bro.
I got one more for you. We spent time talking about Anthony Volpe, Jason Dominguez. These are the guys that get the most attention right now. There are some other more recent first round picks like Austin Wells and Trey Sweeney that are down there. Anybody else that's caught your attention that you think fans should pay attention to as this minor league season goes on?
Yeah, a name, Elijah Dunham. Definitely a name, right? Yeah, his nickname is Big Cheese. We call him the Cheese around here. He's an Indiana kid. Works his tail off. You know, someone that I've really kind of gravitated towards. I really appreciate the effort that goes into his craft each and every day. Bro, I feel like I could sit here and talk about these guys for hours, bro. I can tell you about a kid by the name of Ryder Green, who I think is my dark horse this year, right? I think he's really going to make a monster splash. I mean, you know, and Antonio Gomez is somebody who's been knocking on the door. He's got so many skills, right? Ben Cowles, Ben Rice, a new draftee from last year, both of those guys. I mean, bro, like, listen, these guys are like my little brothers, man. I know these guys forward and back. You know, I think kind of one of my goals for 2022 is to focus on the things that you can't see. Focus on the X factors, the intangibles, the things that make great teams great. And so we're doing our best down here at the PD level to create amazing human beings as well as tremendous athletes to get them ready to play in the Bronx. And baby, hey, I can promise you one thing. We on the way. They on the way.
That's Nick Swisher, Yankee special assistant. My thanks to him, and he's going to be part of this, and hopefully we'll catch up to you again as the season goes on. Talk more about these guys. We're only in the beginning right now, and I hope we get to talk more about the rest of these guys. For Nick Swisher, this is WFAN's Baseball Insiders. Make sure you hit subscribe and review at Odyssey, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Thanks for listening. Anybody listening to this right now can hear the energy you bring on a daily, and I think we all know, anybody who's known you since you played, know that this is you. This is not an act. This is what you do every day. One of the things that I've heard from inside the organization the last couple of years, Swish, is that how much people like having that element in the organization and what you bring to these kids. And I'll go back to the year that you spent at AAA. I think that was 2017. You know, you're a big league veteran at AAA. Who, and let's face it, most people in that situation would be miserable and don't want to be there. You brought an attitude that is probably the reason you're in the organization right now. And beyond all the baseball smarts, you bring this energy to this group of players every day. And people in the organization have noticed and brought that to my attention. Why is it important for you that these kids see that every day?
Oh, man. I mean, brother, listen, this place changed my life, right? This place turned me, you know, they just gave me everything that I have. Like, why would I not want to give the world back to this organization? When I was at my lowest, when I retired in the middle of that 2016 season, right? And when I went home, it was 2 weeks later, Brian Cashman called me and said, I need you back. I need you part of this organization. And when someone of that stature calls you and says, I need you, and he filled that hole back up in my heart, man, of not being able to have a team aspect. I mean, bro, I would do anything for this organization. And the fact that I've been so fortunate enough to have almost a carte blanche sort of perspective and to be able to kind of tap in wherever I feel that I'm needed, it's been amazing, man. I've dove in, and now I'm part of like all these leadership groups and just these amazing things that we're doing it as an organization, because we're not just trying to make the greatest players in the world. We're trying to make some of the greatest people in the world as well, man. It's not just about wins and losses. It's a lot more than that. You know, so I think for myself, man, I've been so blessed to be able to do this. I've really kind of tapped in with the big league guys this offseason. It's been great. You know, Booney and I have had some unbelievable conversations. Man, I've learned so much from him, and I hope to continue to learn from him. Listen, to get better, you learn from people that are better than you, and these guys are better than me at this stuff. I just hope that I can bring whatever I can to the ballpark each and every day with me, whether it's, you know, here in Tampa, or I roll up to Somerset, or I go to Scranton, or it could be in the Bronx. You never know, right? I mean, for myself, I want to bring this sort of attitude everywhere I go, because it's infectious. You know, it's just like, it's hard for you not to pick up on my vibe and to pick up on the energy and the excitement that I have for these guys. Listen, baseball's kind of in a tough spot right now, but that's okay. We're going to get it back. We're going to get it back, and we're going to get back on the field, and we're going to do what we know we can. And for myself, listen, brother, you know me, all I care about is winning, baby. I just want another ring. I want a ring just like everybody else does. And if I have to do this as my part here to help maybe, you know, 10 or 15 guys that come through our player development side and help in the Bronx this year, then that's exactly what we're going to do, man. Like, I've been so blessed by, you know, Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman, and well, as well as Jenny and you name it, the whole Steinbrenner family, the fact that they trust me enough to be in this position, that they know that I'm going to do what's best for the organization and what's best for our guys, means the world to me, man. I would do anything for this organization. So for me, brother, at the end of the day, man, I'm grateful. I'm blessed.
Don't leave out Hudson Valley. That's in my backyard.
Coffee. Yeah, Hudson Valley. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, that too. You know, we did some interviews for them, bro.
I got one more for you. We spent time talking about Anthony Volpe, Jason Dominguez. These are the guys that get the most attention right now. There are some other more recent first round picks like Austin Wells and Trey Sweeney that are down there. Anybody else that's caught your attention that you think fans should pay attention to as this minor league season goes on?
Yeah. A name, Elijah Dunham. Definitely a name, right? Yeah, his nickname is Big Cheese. We call him the Cheese around here. He's an Indiana kid. Works his tail off. You know, someone that I've really kind of gravitated towards. I really appreciate the effort that goes into his craft each and every day. Bro, I feel like I could sit here and talk about these guys for hours, bro. I could tell you about a kid by the name of Ryder Green, who I think is my dark horse this year, right? I think he's really going to make a monster splash. I mean, you know, and Antonio Gomez is somebody who's been knocking on the door. He's got so many skills, right? Ben Cowles, Ben Rice, a new draftee from last year. Both of those guys. I mean, bro, like, listen, these guys are like my little brothers, man. I know these guys forward and back. You know, I think kind of one of my goals for 2022 is to focus on the things that you can't see. Focus on the X factors, the intangibles, the things that make great teams great. And so we're doing our best down here at the PD level to create amazing human beings as well as tremendous athletes to get them ready to play in the Bronx. And baby, I can promise you one thing. We on the way. They on the way.
That's Nick Swisher, Yankee special assistant. My thanks to him. And he's going to be part of this. And hopefully we'll catch up to you again as the season goes on. Talk more about these guys. We're only in the beginning right now. And I hope we get to talk more about the rest of these guys. For Nick Swisher, this is WFAN's Baseball Insiders. Make sure you hit subscribe and review at Odyssey, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Thanks for listening.